You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of No Dumb Idea, a comedy pop culture podcast where we talk about jokes, improv, and games about, you know, things in pop culture. I am your host, Dala.
We talk about
joined
I'm
by
your host, Gibbledang. We talk about jokes. We don't make jokes. We're not funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
making jokes. Are for sinners. We examine them.
Mm-hmm. And Jim Leader Nate, have you seen Sinners?
If I say yes, will I be cool finally? Will I be in the club?
Yes, but then you need to watch.
But it has Hailee Steinfeld.
But then you need to watch Weapons after that.
Ooh,
the sequel.
I'm behind.
Yeah, you are.
Need to watch movies.
Sorry,
I haven't even watched Monkey Man. Sorry.
Monkey Man.
Oh, the fucking one with Dev Patel.
Yes, I've been wanting. I've been actively.
It's good.
Thinking like just... I need to sit down and watch that for like 8 months now.
It came out like and 2 years.
I still just. I know. I did. I wasn't even aware of it until like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's good. It's. I remember it being good. It's literally John Wick, but like, Indian, I guess.
Yeah.
A little Indian.
So.
It's.
I've been thinking constantly. Yeah. I sit down. It's like I'm mainly just saying my watch list is extensive, and I just can't get myself to finally watch that stuff.
That's fair. We should do another episode where we just talk about shit we haven't seen that we should.
The watch list.
Yeah, I've legit. Yeah, no, I've thought about that where it's like where we try to guess the movie or some shit. But that's another day. That's for another day.
Mm-hmm. That does. Sound
before we get into that. Before we got what I got planned today, how you guys been? What you been up to?
I am all hopped up on Red Bull right now. It's like 11 o'clock. Nice. I guess that's a normal time.
Nice.
That's my new vice? Guilty pleasure?
Obsession.
Yeah. Coffee's not doing it anymore.
Oh, so you switched to the Red Bulls?
Yeah.
Nice. Soon it'll be fentanyl. Soon.
Gonna turn your blood to a nice jelly?
Oh, yeah, baby. No, it's going to turn into a steam with how much I'm moving around.
Burning.
Yeah.
I'm off caffeine, essentially, at this point. Except for natural, God-given soda caffeine.
Okay, that's...
The Lord intended.
From the springs. Yeah, so the springs of soda in the far-off land.
Actually, I get mine from the soda glaciers that are melting.
Ooh.
Because soda global warming is affecting all of us.
Pure as the driven snow cone.
You just walk up a fucking mountain, like, miles, like, and just, like, scoop a cup into a little, like, Dr. Pepper. And ooh, good.
Yeah.
Nice and...
And it's worth
freezing.
It every time.
I'm thinking like Holes when Shia LaBeouf has to take up the other guy, and for Madame Zeroni's curse
Zero.
Or whatever. Zero, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Dr. Pepper that they have to drink off of through the creek or whatever.
Instead of finding the onions, they find cans of Dr. Pepper.
Pepper.
It's so sweet. They literally have a whole conversation about the onions being sweet because they're like sweet Vidalia onions. So instead, it's a sweet Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh my god.
Or sorry, Dr. Pepper's
Diet
Zero.
Dr. Pepper.
Ew.
Who knew it'd be sweet? What are the odds?
Looking through Dr. Pepper Zero. Do they have anything else? Oh, nice. They just have a regular Dr. Pepper here. The last one.
Get to the top, and there's just it's a machine. It's like, oh fuck, we don't have any money.
Holes would have been way better if If it ended like that, there was a vending machine.
If it ended with a Diet Dr. Pepper machine, you're right. You're
100%
right.
You know what's better?
I think a lot of
it's the machine they put the code in, you know, they put the money, but the Dr. Pepper got stuck on the glass.
Just shaking it.
So close.
But it's on the, it's on the tip of the like the peak of the mountain, right? So it's like the perfect width. They're like, we can't shake it or else we'll send the fucking the machine careening down
the whole machine.
We'll lose it. We'll lose all the sweet, sweet Diet Dr. Pepper.
And it's a lesson.
And that's a metaphor for politics.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for politics. It's a lesson for learning when to let go.
The needs of the few for the needs of the many.
Yeah. My week's been good.
Yeah, what else have you been up to?
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been a busy week. So yeah, Gibbledang here. You know, I think I talked about it a couple weeks ago, but I recently filmed a for a short film from Blank Valley Films. You could find their Instagram, the Blank Valley Films. Yeah, you can see some behind the scenes stuff, but it was a lot of fun. We it's a folk horror themed project. I play a park ranger. And without getting too much into it, I kind of treated my characters like a John Constantine / Hellboy kind of like influence.
Like from a cult detective.
Kind of.
Or something.
Kind of. And maybe even my...
Like, asshole.
Maybe even... Well, not that. No, I was being a sweetheart. Even, like, my pest control experience, too. You know what I mean? So, without getting into it, that's kind of, like, different.
Being a killer.
No, not so much.
In your current history of being a professional murderer.
Not a murderer.
Basically. You probably killed more people... More. You've taken more lives than, like, some wars.
I don't... Yeah, oh, my God.
Some small wars, I'll say.
Well, that's fine. Well, whatever.
Skirmishes.
Also, I don't.
Hey, they're pests.
I don't actively kill anything.
Do you think that's what the people laying those mines were thinking too? Hey, yeah. I'm just putting
they're human traps.
If
a mouse were to walk in,
anywho, that was a lot of fun.
Nice. Yeah, it looks the pictures look
fun. I think after that if anyone goes and checks that out, you'll get a name and face reveal from Gibbledang, which is fine. But
is it out?
No, but the pictures of
the images are though.
Saw weapons. I think I saw weapons the day after that. Incredible. Nice. Movie, so fucking good. I oh my god, Zach Cregger, what a good trajectory for his career.
What a good bloke.
What a good bloke. What a good chum. Yeah, no, incredible movie. I think it's been out for probably a month now by the time this comes out. Maybe almost a month. But yeah, if you liked Barbarian and you went into that one blind, go into this one blind. As much as I want to talk about spoilers, you know, it kept me on the edge of my seat in the best possible way. I was edging, and I was I was edging the whole time. I was scared. I was laughing my ass off at points. It was fantastic. Dala, you saw it, right? What'd you think?
Yeah. Yeah, same. I liked it. I saw a post that was funny. It was like, the best jump scare of the movie is when Justin Long comes in, because he just has a small cameo. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I didn't
realize
he was in it. I was like, oh shit, he's in this movie too? So, and then it's just like, that's about it. It's like, oh, that's
so
funny.
So the funny thing is that, so I guess with Barbarian, kind of spoilers, but Justin Long cameo, or comes in at the 45 minute mark.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I guess same thing for this movie. Like, he comes in at the 45 minute.
Is it the exact same time?
Probably. Maybe around the same time.
Wait, what was the other movie?
Yeah, no, it's about the same.
Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Same director and everything, too.
Like, his character doesn't pop up until, like, yeah, almost like halfway maybe. And this one is same similar then. I'm curious to see the time, like what, maybe it's at 2:17, 2 hours, 17 minutes.
Perfect,
in.
Yeah, that lines up. I'm excited. I'm so fucking excited for Resident Evil. It's going to be incredible. He's making, his next movie is Resident Evil. I believe it shoots later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder if Justin...
I'm curious, because he hasn't seen any of the other movies. So I'm like, huh.
So yeah, Resident Evil, I'm really excited. It's, you know, it's going to be an original story. He's outright said it, which, you know what, I'm fine with. I'm fine with now.
Oh, like more of an adaptation.
Interpretation. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing it'll be like in the world of Resident Evil, kind of.
That's what it sounds like, because he was like, oh, you know, they've already told the Leon story. If you want the Leon story, play the games, yeah. You know, which is super fair.
Yeah.
Real.
But yeah, I think there's rumors about like, it taking place in a hospital, and there's like a delivery man who's trying to go from point A to B and gets fucking trapped or whatever. But I mean, dude, after these last couple of movies, I think he's gonna nail it, no problem. Nice. And yeah, it sounds like it's gonna be like the spirit of the games, just everything. What it sounds like to me is that it's gonna be like the Fallout show, which I think was the best way to kind of do an adaptation, where like it's an original story that exists in the world and it has all these influences from the games and whatever. And yeah.
Perfect.
I'm curious, because like
that Fallout show was so good
with Kreger's. He like is really good at like horror comedies, and I'd heard that in Weapons he was intentionally trying not to make it funny, but it just, actually just naturally comes out as funny. So that's one part I'm curious about with Resident Evil, because like Resident Evil doesn't really have humor to me, so I'm kind of curious to see if he's able to rein it in, or if it's like able to make it work.
God, I think there's like very few and far between moments of like, well, I don't know. It felt like there was a lot of comedy in Weapons, but it was yeah, so perfectly like timed Barbarian too. I feel like it was all perfect.
And I liked it. I'm saying Resident Evil, I don't think that's the vibe I would want.
Like property.
Unless somewhat. Yeah. We'll like, we'll yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't know if he's going to make it war. I'm sure it'll be good. I'm just like, is he going to rein back the comedy part more, or is he going to be able to like integrate it?
They don't yuck it up in fun. Resident Evil games?
Not really.
They don't hit you with a, he's right behind me. Is it
Oh, good guy.
It's Cammy and Campy. I'm talking to him. Like, you get Chris Redfield punching a boulder and
Yeah. There's stuff like that.
It's more like 80s camp at points.
Which that might be where he can get the comedy part in at least. Yeah. You know. So that's why I'm wondering if it's I'm curious.
But I guess the the potential leads are Mikey Madison, who she was in Anora. Cut to the clip of YouTube from the Oscar episode. Reading the script from Anora.
Ah, yeah.
From us. I was like, what?
Yeah, she might be a lead in this, as well as the junkie character from Weapons. He might be the main male lead, who I love. Oh my god,
he's been coming.
I love his character.
I've been hearing his name more and more. I forget his name, but I've been
like Austin Ames or something.
Something. The name. Can guarantee that.
And then
that's what the whole episode is, just the Gibbledang episode.
Well, yeah, really.
I'm sorry I'm so interesting. Now let me talk about things that aren't about me. So Gamescom was recently, I believe at the time, it would have been like last week. But they announced, well, they showed gameplay trailers for a bunch of different games. One of them being Resident Evil 9. That one looks great. Looks incredible.
Requiem.
Oh yeah, Requiem.
Yeah, we also have demo footage for Pokemon Legends ZA.
Do we? I'm so god. The more
is it a leak or
no?
It was from the demos from the Gamescom.
Yeah. Gotcha. God, Pokemon ZA. I am just losing hype. I hate it. Yeah, I don't. Not like I hate the game, but I'm just like, They really got to do something for me because I'm not going to lie, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to play it, and I'm not going to work that day because I'm going to spend the entire day playing it. But, yeah.
Thank you, Nintendo. Yum, 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 yum.
I do that with every fucking Pokemon game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't touch it. If it's not good, I don't touch it for, like, ever.
And that happens, you know? It's a binge game. Like,
yeah.
But this one...
Is it going to be a typical, like, Pokemon game, or is it, like, something special?
It's like Legends Arceus, where it's more... A little more like open, a little more monster, like, hunter, like... specific collection based. This one is going to have a lot more battle focus because they've redesigned the battle system again, and now it's not turn based, it's real time with cooldowns. And then you can also move your Pokemon, and you have a dodge command mid fight, so like you can dodge enemy attacks by moving at the correct time and then hit them with your attack. And then, like, now it's like, although I haven't seen any footage of people figuring out how to do it reliably. I've seen a lot of footage of them, of what basically the fight just ends up being a normal Pokemon battle with two Pokemon just wailing on each other, because it looks like it looks like it's hard to move your Pokemon in time to actually dodge attacks.
Oh no.
That's funny.
But we'll see. And then, like, they're going to have, like, the giant mega Pokemon, and those are going to be, like, the large, what are they called?
I've seen a couple,
alphas
actually.
Or whatever. What are they called in First Legends?
Alpha. I think, yeah, alphas.
Yeah.
Alpha.
The big alphas. Instead, there'll be megas that are Pokemon that are just mega evolving in the streets on their own. And that's like the phenomenon. That's happening. It's like the dangerous thing that's happening is these Pokemon are mega evolving on their own and they're growing in size.
Mm-hmm. I hope they don't get rid of alphas. Can you imagine alpha mega, mega alpha, fucking whatever? That'd be pretty tight.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that the alphas are there. It's just they're all going to be megas.
Wait, so
they're all Pokemon that have mega evolutions.
Okay. I guess I just I don't want the, like, if the alpha is the mega or whatever, I wouldn't want it to be like, oh, well, once the alpha transforms into the mega, it doesn't get bigger. It just retains the same size as, like, a standard.
Oh, like, no, it gets bigger.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I guess I just want it to scale. If there's a little...
The one they showed is Alpha Mega Tyranitar.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Huge.
So, I guess equally, if there's a tiny Tyranitar, and that becomes Mega, it would be like regular, or I guess tiny size. That's what I'm hoping.
I think so.
Okay.
I believe so, yeah. I would want to make sure my Tyranitar is as small as possible.
Yeah, because I want it to be threatening, but also cute enough to cuddle and hug. But, you know, like,
and put it in my purse when I'm going
purse.
Places.
Yeah. Dream. What are you doing?
Can bark at people or a little roar.
But yeah, I guess because I'm not really looking into anything, I don't know. When it comes out, I'm sure I'll be more excited once I'm playing it. But yeah.
Is it Switch 1 as well, or just Switch 2?
It's Switch 1 also.
Oh, okay.
There's a version for both. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited. I liked the Legends games. I think the key to the Legends game is that they're kind of a filler game that's just, like, just has a different focus than your average Pokemon game, and it's really refreshing when they come out, so I'm excited for it.
Are you,
Nice.
Are you working that day?
I don't even know. I haven't looked at the...
It's like October, I think.
October 16th.
Just like looking it up.
October 16th.
Probably what, Thursday or Friday?
Thursday.
It is a Thursday, so I would be working and have school that day. So, yeah.
You should call out of both of those things that day. You should prepare to call out for both of those things. And we should have a play date.
A play date.
Mm-hmm. Parallel play.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's true. It'd be good.
Yeah. Speaking of games,
I can play it on my Switch too.
I know, you can play your fucking updated version. Oh, also, we played...
See how fast it runs versus...
We played Mario Kart World in the meantime, I think since the last episode.
Nice.
I eat my words. Holy shit, that game is intense. I love that game.
So crazy. It's great.
I'm sure it is.
And also the whole grinding and whatever and teching off the wall and stuff, nobody could figure it out. I feel like nobody could figure it out, at least within
it's
our
a very, it is a very high skill ceiling where it is for like, it is really, that's like gamer shit. That's like people who are sitting and grinding the game in order to figure out these like skips and stuff. Like, so what they basically did is they made a really good casual game that can turn into a really good competitive scene, like sweaty game.
And
really it, easily.
Kind of like Melee, basically.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, yeah.
Like, there's that level of, like, skill.
I think that's the best way.
There's a gap in the middle.
Yeah, that might be the best way to compare it. Now this is, like, Smash Bros. Level complexity, if that makes sense. No, it was... Sounds it was cool. incredible. There's a new mode called the knockout mode where it's like, I guess, Nate, do you want to explain it? I feel
like yeah, so basically every single time you go through a lap, you go across six courses and each lap is you're switching to a new course. And it's all this, like because it's Mario Kart World, it's all connected by one road that goes through all the courses. And so you as you move through them, it never stops and loads. You're literally just in the next race because you're just following one road and traveling across the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you go through the first one, you make first transition. You have to be in the top 20 out of 24 places, and the last four get dropped. And then you just lose, and you're already done after the first lap. Second lap, you have to be in the top 16. And then the next one, top 12. And the next one, top 8. And on and on. And every time, if you don't make it any of those points, you're out of the race. And so at the very end, the last lap will only be four people racing against each other.
It's so fucking intense. It's so fun.
It's a crazy.
A
crazy. It's so hard.
Game.
It's so hard to actually get gold on it because, well, it's not hard to get the gold. It's hard to get the 3-star gold because I want to max out this whole game the same way I did the last Mario Kart. And you have to get first in every lap. So all six of the stage transitions, you have to be in first place. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way in order to get 3 stars. So I only have 3 stars on 2 of them right now.
Oh, and the NPCs,
NPCs
are aggro in that mode.
So aggressive
especially.
On knockout mode.
Nice.
They're out for blood.
You know, I guess other thing too, did you see the new Lego Batman game?
Nah.
Oh my god.
I think I saw part of the trailer. I've been like hearing, I've been seeing parts of it.
I've never been a Lego game person.
So I grew up with the Lego games. They were actually the first games that, and I mean, yeah, they're baby games, but they were the first games that I...
Well, maybe not this
I
one,
100%ed with my friends. Like, we got all the achievements, unlocked all the characters, everything. We did that for the first 2 or 3 Lego Batman games. And and then they made the Lego DC game and then a couple other ones. And I fell off
Marvel,
after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we 100%ed the Marvel ones, too. I tried to get the Skywalker Saga when it came out like a couple years ago. And I think Nate, I tried playing that with you. But I just, I couldn't, I
think I played too. Yeah.
I just couldn't.
I think I remember the three of us.
Yeah. Through. I just couldn't get into it. It was hard. It was hard. I don't know exactly.
The baby game was too hard for her. Kibbled.
I don't know exactly what it was, but I think something about it being so open world with like a trillion billion things to unlock. Not like it made it overwhelming, but I was like, oh god, there's just too much for me to do that I don't know what to do. I gotta put it away.
That's kind of how I am with the most open world games as well, where it's like, there's too much thing, too much everything to explore.
They really gotta get me. They really gotta get me. Or at least have a little bit of bumpers on, you know what I mean?
Sure.
What's the quote from Friendship? He's like, I got too comfortable. You guys gave me too much freedom. You don't do that.
Yeah, you gave me...
you know?
Nate, are you okay? Are you asleep, Nate?
Nope.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I saw you catatonic for like a minute. I was like, give that man a diet.
Am I boring you?
I'm here. I'm here. All right, so 25 minutes in, my week... so that was one person's week. I have been playing a different game called Date Everything all the time.
Oh, nice.
And me and my girlfriend are playing that together. Very hilarious game. We recently, romanced our own diary.
Ooh, could talk to you about yourself.
It's actually, it's like, your diary, she's like insane because she's weighed down with all of your trauma. So it's like all of the bad things that ever happened to you, you like poured them into the diary. And so she's just full of all of your terrible memories.
Well, yeah.
So it's stuff like that. The game is very interesting because they like to play around with it and get a little meta, like most dating sims these games these days, ever since Doki Doki Literature Club.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's some good ones. I remember playing Monster Prom a bunch like years ago and really liking that.
I mean, I at played the time I was Monster dating Prom someone too.
It's such a like those games are such a good like cute couples date or like go on dating game kind of get thing, you know.
Yeah, also the cast on this game is crazy.
Oh yeah,
everyone's in it.
I keep finding out new people that are in it that I'm like, damn,
fucking Steve Bloom's in this, like in Date Everything.
Yeah, and Kira Please was the one that got, I was like, wait, you're in this? Like, I'm fucking happy for you. Jeez, that's cool.
Yeah, we just recently started talking to Brennan Lee Mulligan's character, Parker Bradley.
What is he?
He's your board games.
Okay.
He's a box of board games.
Nice. That makes sense. That seems like that'd be perfect for him.
Because while the dateables are objects, they're also the idea of those objects. So like Abel the table, he's your dining room table.
Oh, but
if you go to any table in the house, it's still Abel. So like,
oh, interesting.
They're not literally they're one object, the they're the concept of that object. So it's like, if you ever if you talk to any of your mirrors, it's always going to be a mirror.
Nice.
A mirror.
A-M-I-R.
Uh-huh. A-M-I-R.
Fry. Yeah. I love these puns. I'm trying to... Okay. Ajari for jar.
I mean, that's like... That is like how it operates. Yeah. Some of them are... Pretty much, yeah. One of them is really funny because the voice actor's name is Sheremy. And she plays the chair. The chair's name is Cheremy.
Perfect.
Nice.
And she's an actor, improv, theater kid. It's very funny. The interesting part of it is when you get into the more ethereal parts where like you date you find like someone who represents a concept that you didn't know, like it's like a secret that you didn't know was going to be there. So like realizing you can shoot the dating glasses like that activate them at the water. You can hit your sink, fill it up with water, and then use the glasses on the water itself, and boom, secret dateable. It's actually, you can date the water in your house, the concept of water.
I'd hit my sink if you know what I'm
always
talking
about. Wet,
baby. Yeah.
And then like the concept of fire and your fireplace is the one that's played by Dante Basco. Zuko.
Oh.
So former firebender, now he's playing fire, like your fireplace.
And that's Rufio,
and his character
right?
is yeah. And they always have all the characters have pun like roles and personalities that are also punnily based off of what they are. So like the fireplace is a pickup artist. So he trains people to be confident and to like be able to flirt with women. And so, like, he's, like, the definition of fire, so he's, like, passionate, and he, like, just, like, tries to embolden people. Like, and, like, sitting by the fireplace is, like, a common, like, romantic activity in like literature and fiction.
It reminds me of like the it's sounding like the skunk from Looney Tunes was like Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew doesn't teach people to hit on women. He just he just sexually assaults cats.
So probably not that intense. Like if he was like chill guy.
This character's like maybe you tell them a poem in order to introduce yourself. He's corny, you know what I mean? And what's a really clever one? I'm trying to think of like one of the really, because like some of them have like your air conditioner. He's obsessed with you. His name's Hector, and it's like Hector.
Should have been air conditioner or something, or air conditioner.
Hector Valentin.
Jesus Christ.
Ernesto, A I R Nesto.
Why not just Ernesto?
Ernesto is good enough. Well, I don't know.
No, because altogether, Hector Valentino Ernesto Hernandez makes HVAC. What was the last name? I can't remember. It was a C name.
Yeah, Cortez. But it's something it's like a...
that. Yeah. And he's your air conditioner, and he is obsessed with you, so he loves you unconditionally.
That's so dumb.
Nice.
Fantastic. I love that.
He's like he's the guy who's always there for you and always is aiming to please. And it's like, of course that's what your air conditioner is.
Yeah. Fair.
That's so funny.
Yeah, my week, I'll keep it real quick. I mean, since last we recorded, went to LA, went to Midsummer Scream. Great time, fun time. Got to see John Carpenter. JC himself.
The old JC.
Really good. It was nice.
Praise him.
It was nice. I wish I had more time to talk to him, obviously, but you know. But also, the other thing I was going to bring up is while I was there, I printed out a shit ton of stickers. A lot of stickers. I posted them around. I gave some out. You know, I still have some. But yeah, listeners, if you ever see these stickers or if you get one, you know, post a picture, you know, and tag us in it too. And then we'll put in our story, you know, within reason, obviously.
It's just the sticker next to a picture next to a picture of open butthole. Like
that's literally what I was like. I was like, I don't want somebody put like a swastika or something. You know, within reason, like, you know. So within reason, I mean, you could do that, but just like I'm not gonna post that one, or none of us are gonna repost that one. But why don't we jump into our little activity? Actually, I have a little. It's a chill one today. My co-host don't actually know anything about it. Do you guys know about Mount Rushmore? Y'all have heard of...
Vaguely, yeah.
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore, created in 1965, consists of four presidents, one inventor...
Which are? Four cis white males.
First one, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Second...
Correct.
Yeah.
Eric Washington. Third...
Correct.
Of course...
Benjamin Franklin. Abraham Lincoln. And
the fourth one.
No, I don't think he's on there.
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah, no.
Who?
Not that guy.
Teddy? Jonathan Majors.
RFK.
Jonathan Majors.
You know, you guys are actually tapping into what the activity. So I thought it'd be kind of fun. I wrote a list of categories, and if you guys come up with any at some point too, you know, between, I thought we would do a little activity where I have a category. I'll give you, and then we have to each come up with. There's four usually. We'll each come with one that fits that category that we feel like is either the definitive thing of that or something that's like that should be on everyone's like top four. So we'll each do one each, and then on the fourth one, we have to kind of
agree on one,
collaborate, and come up with the
four. Oh, this is good. So, we're making Mount Rushmores.
Basically, yeah. It's like how you're doing. We got Jonathan, was it Majors and all those?
AKA the grandfather, I think, if we're being respectful.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
OG name.
But so let's start off. We'll do a simple one, I think. Let's start off with board games. So
okay.
We each got to pick an... Like, what are, like, the top four definitive board games or, like, the, like, the best board games or like, you know, whatever reasoning, like we each get to pick our own for the Mount Rushmore and then come up with, you know, collaborate for the
Is this going to count like classic games like checkers?
What about D&D?
Sure. I mean, if it's a board game, nah, I feel like D&D not a board game. Doesn't really have a board. So like this wouldn't count card games. This wouldn't count. Yeah. Warhammer, maybe? I don't know. Like, nope. There's.
I wouldn't count
no?
it.
No? Okay. I was like,
I'm going to jump in and I'm going to say Monopoly. That's just a classic. Okay. Right off
I was
the
literally
bat.
Thinking
yeah.
that too.
Yeah. I mean,
that is like the game.
It is like the game. Yeah. I'm gonna say the other, for mine, the other, an absolute necessity is going to be, would be like the king from chess.
Oh, you can say chess. Yeah. It's the whole game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's a mountain, you got to pick which piece is going to be.
Oh, the face. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So
like,
chess.
For Monopoly, it's probably going to be the Monopoly guy. I figured that one was
Monopoly
obvious.
Guy.
I was going to pick
chess
the shoe.
Yeah.
The king. You're going to pick the shoe or the iron. Shoe.
Oh.
So I'm going to say, I feel like this is just the, like, I don't know. And like, correct me if I guess if this doesn't seem like it fits, but I was going to say Connect Four. I feel like that's the one
that,
I played.
That was my second.
That's like they have them built into playgrounds. Granted, they're not on a board in a playground, but you know they have, or like sometimes they have them like built in. So that's mine, like simple one. Everyone's learned it. You know,
I agree.
That's true.
I agree.
True.
That's a banger right there.
We have to collaborate. What's the fourth?
This one should represent the new age board games.
God, okay.
Something newer.
Ticket to Ride.
Ticket to Ride.
Wait,
okay.
Catan.
Oh, you're right.
Oh,
no, you're absolutely
it.
Right.
Catan. It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. That's
Catan,
much better.
Yeah, that should have been. Yeah,
that's got to be
oh,
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Got to be it.
So it's Monopoly Man, the King from Chess, a Connect Four chip, mm-hmm. and a sheep.
And Catan.
And a sheep.
On the four.
and
wheat.
Katana from Catan.
It's a
yeah, yeah,
just
Mr. Catan.
A big hex.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, it's Smith Fair. All right. So yeah, that's like a, you know, a warm up.
This is
Let's
great.
Let's do another
yeah.
one.
I love
yeah,
that.
And like, after, I mean, if you guys have any that you think of, let me know, or categories, let me know, or you know, we can bring them up. Let's do gay movies or shows.
Gay movies,
like movies. Yeah, goobies.
Goobies or goes. Okay.
Yeah, goobies or goes. I could start. Mine is a show. It's Pose.
Yeah,
Pose. Have you seen it or? It's I think it takes place in the 80s, maybe like early 90s. It's just about the ball like scene back in the in New York, and I think just like it's really good with like the whole LGBTQ spectrum. Really, like it really looks at like what they were going through, and just I don't know. I think it's like a really great representation. Like I've heard from people that grew up during that time in that setting that like yeah, no, this show is like almost like a pretty spot on one-to-one to like the experience back then and over there. So that's my vote for gay movie show.
Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy.
Brokeback Mountain. Classic.
Oh. Ooh. That's okay. So good. I was classic. Thinking about that one too.
Goes without saying.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't even know. Like.
I'm trying to think of
I'm just trying I mean, to like, think of yeah. them. Like, I.
Yeah.
Funny oh, enough,
top of mine always comes up is Nightmare on Elm Street 2, but that's like
we're talking movies,
not I don't that's
TV
not
TV shows, pop culture, video yeah. games.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna say anything else.
Yeah,
I
mean, I was
thinking,
all right. The Last of Us.
Okay.
It's a pretty like big one, yeah. you know. Represent like a lot of people have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Because she's the dad.
That's why. I'm going to be a dad?
Okay.
So wait, what do we have so far? We have Pose, Brokeback Mountain, and then...
Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Yeah. So what's our fourth going to be?
I vote think? For RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
That
one.
Makes a lot of sense. That
Show-wise.
Is a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I was yeah. I, in my head. I was thinking of only like fiction, and so I didn't even think
same,
about
same.
That.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any. Yeah, otherwise that's
my...
it. But I'm like, I can't.
change mine to RuPaul's Drag Race.
America. Project Runway is actually the one I'm going to choose.
Oh, okay, okay. So you have two fucking nice. I mean, fuck it, it's fine. That's fine.
No, it's fine.
Okay, okay. Do you guys have any categories you want to throw out, or are you ready for the next? Because I got a list.
I'm ready for the next.
I'm ready for the next.
Okay. I think this is going to be a very controversial one. Video game genres. So, like, let's say there's someone that's never played a video game, and they're like, what four genres should I try first? It's like,
well,
these.
RPG, immediately.
RPG.
Mm-hmm. Like,
JRPG, or like...
I think JRPG is folded into similarly, just, doing all, just all RPGs.
Okay.
Maybe
not sports games.
Maybe represented.
No, shut up about those.
Right. Maybe represented by like, who would represent RPGs? Maybe the hero from Dragon Quest.
I could see that the Toriyama guy. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because a lot of other RPGs are like very inspired by Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, I think that's a fair, like, that or Pokemon, like, I feel like would be, like, the face. I guess Final Fantasy, like, Cloud, I don't know, it'd be one of those three.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, if there was an RPG Mount Rushmore, those would be the three, and then it'd be a four.
Yeah.
It'd be Mass Effect.
Are we saying JRPG or well, no, because that'd be, both. It'd be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say co-op.
Co-op?
Yeah.
Yeah, like couch co-op or...
Couch co-op, yeah. Well, just, I guess, co-op in general?
Right.
Or does that have to be couch co-op in particular?
No.
I mean, I always prefer couch co-op, personally.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least have like to have the option. Like, I don't know. I'm like, eh, playing online, yeah.
Right?
But, okay.
It's crazy how games, like, I don't know. I still wonder to this day, like, why that became a trend that games just stopped offering couch co-op.
Couch co-op. Insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No one can beat Nintendo, maybe?
I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably also just cheaper to, like, let's put all our money towards making this online only, well, or, like, online co-op only,
actually,
or so.
No, because you could monetize it if it's online, and that's the best way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's really...
That's honestly, yeah.
It, especially because you have to pay a subscription for most things in order to play the game to online.
Yeah.
So it's like... Well, online-only games sells more PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live or whatever.
Microtransactions? Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah!
But I think for mine, I will probably go with platformer. I feel like we started with platformers. Mm-hmm. You can't just not
Mario.
Play a Mario. Or and like whether it's 2D, 3D, I think either one, personally. I'd probably go at 2D if I had to choose, but...
And then I would say we all agree. Wait, man. So here's the thing. For the last one,
just kidding that too, but no.
Fighting game.
I was gonna say
fighting
puzzle
game has to be there.
I was thinking puzzle. Funny enough, too, though. To be honest,
I think
puzzle so funny.
Puzzle games.
Yeah.
Like Tetris.
Yeah, Tetris.
Baba's You.
Pac-Man.
Like I. Because fighting games, I do love me fighting games, but the barrier of entry. Like, is tough, but it is very iconic. Like Mortal Kombat.
I mean,
like Street Fighter.
I feel like fighting games like and shooters. It would have to be there. Would have to be like a classic Mount Rushmore, and then like a modern Mount Rushmore. Because I feel like fighting games, shooters, MMOs, and stuff like that. Those would all be online.
That could be competitive. Like that would encompass fighting and shooters, and I guess any other competitive.
Well. That's too broad.
Yeah, no, but I feel like co-op's also
so for, broad. That's so for why. All games, we ended up with RPG,
platformer,
co-op, and...
I guess puzzle right now.
Puzzle. But, well, you guys, if you guys agree like on the puzzle, text. Then
yeah,
I'm in the minority here.
I think... Because I'm like, survival horror would be great, but that's not like everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I mean, action game. I would say action game, but that's really broad there too.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think just for the sake of puzzle
yeah.
is my thought.
All right, send it.
Okay. Send it. Lock it in, baby.
Lock it in.
Final answer.
Next one. Next category we got. This is a bit of a long one.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, and without warning, aliens came down to Earth and quickly neutralized Earth's armaments. They then jack into all technology, and using a translation device, they announce to all of humanity that they are terraformers from the planet Blixilthil, and they are going to begin mining Earth for its resources, leaving the planet an inhabitable husk. However, they do understand that other worlds can contain complex cultures and share that they will spare Earth if they come up with a list of 4 definitive things to prove why Earth should be spared.
Jesus.
So, how are you saving Earth? I'm going to say ice cream, number one. Just kidding.
Why should they spare Earth?
Well, all we know is they're terraformers or like from another planet. I think I would show, I mean, I would want to say art-wise something already. Maybe the movie Brokeback Mountain.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
I think they'd be like, oh, damn, they have sex with each other, like the same species or same genders. This is great. These people are liberated.
Yeah, give them 50 Shades of Grey to demonstrate our literary capabilities.
Oh, there you go.
And I think if we got to give them 50 Shades of Grey, then we also have to give them Twilight. But if we give them Twilight, then we also have to give them MCR. We have to give them... Ooh, but if we give them MCR, we have to give them 9/11.
Give them 9/11.
All right, let's do it. So we got,
there we go.
50 Shades of Grey.
9/11, MCR, Twilight.
And 50 Shades of Grey. Those are the 4 things we're going to show them.
They'd be like, holy shit, they made art out... They made 3 things of art out of one horrible travesty.
Yeah, perfect. Actually, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, cool. Can I change one of them to Dakota Fanning ending Ellen DeGeneres' career?
It wasn't Dakota.
No, it was Dakota. Who was it?
Johnson.
Johnson. Dakota Johnson.
Madam Web herself.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next one. Next category is ice cream. Ice cream flavors.
Mint chocolate chip.
I'm talking about just the flavors, not like... things all over. No Cold Stone.
Or vanilla.
Like, yeah. No crazy things on top of it.
I'm grabbing that vanilla? Mint chocolate chip immediately. The connoisseur's ice cream flavor.
It's true. That's actually my favorite flavor. That's my favorite flavor. But I think it's very... Yeah. I think it's very telling if you can make a good vanilla.
That's true.
Sure.
Because there's a big difference between vanilla and a good vanilla.
I think I had this conversation with my partner the other day too, the exact same thing about like a good brand, like if you can make a good vanilla, like you're good. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because you just got to add stuff to it.
But I gotta be honest. I'm a sucker for those like grocery outlet bargain market or like Walmart giant tubs of vanilla ice cream.
Sure, sure. But you add stuff to that. That's like that's the thing. No?
Nope.
I always added like peanut butter or something.
I'm straight for that plain old vanilla.
Oh, I just got the hard R of vanilla.
Like lard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa, you can't use that word.
Necessary?
I can say it.
I think if anyone could. Yeah, I was like, if anyone could, it's you. I'm going to go with cookies and cream. I think, you know, put some Oreos and some vanilla. And I think you got yourself a damn good, like, that's probably my go-to, personally.
Oh, you know, all fourth flavor, Neapolitan.
Chocolate. Oh, wait, that's perfect.
It's gotta be.
I was thinking because of the fucking
thing. I was about to say what we really should have done is just had this been chocolate, vanilla, strawberry,
and
the Neapolitan.
One-fourth one. And the fourth one would be mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, okay with that.
There you go. With Yeah. Yeah, I think Neapolitan. So the faces is literally just like... of the Mount Rushmore. They're just different colored of ice cream.
But they all have vanilla. Like Lincoln is... They're all white.
Yeah.
Just like the real.
One of them has like some brown just and like pink on it.
The real Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, true.
It's all vanilla with different sauces and sprinkles and stuff.
Do you guys have any others that you want to throw out categories?
Soda pop.
Ready for the next. Soda pops?
For sodas?
Famously,
yeah.
I don't drink soda, but
yeah.
The one I do drink is Fanta's.
Fanta's a great, great idea. That's especially because Fanta has a literal like.
Not Fanta. Sorry, what am I thinking? Jorito. Sorry.
Oh. Jorito.
Got me excited for nothing.
Oh my god!
I was like, so, I don't Fanta know has a great history. It's interesting. You can the fact that
great
can...
history. It's Nazi. It's Nazis.
Yeah,
made
Nazis
Fanta.
Made... Yeah.
Yeah, Nazis made Fanta. Yeah. Great history. Whoa.
Terrible.
Oh, history.
I meant like. No, I meant like in the more like last 40 years, how they
kept, I mean, Fanta's great.
They kept
but...
the old Fanta bottling flavor-wise. Plants running so that you can go to Europe and you can actually have original Fanta.
Sure. As the Nazis wanted.
As the Nazis wanted, I guess.
Yeah, it was the Nazi specific request that they keep it open, actually.
I'm looking this up. I've never...
I think it's because they weren't like the U.S. or whoever wasn't shipping them like Pepsi, so they just made their own.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The soft drink was like developed. It wasn't made by Nazis. It was developed in Germany during World War II by the Coca
for Nazis
by the Coca-Cola company
for Nazis.
Okay,
we're losing money. We gotta. It's kind of like the fucking Roblox thing right now. It's like, well, we gotta have the pedophiles because they're paying money.
So that means technically,
we gotta have the Nazis.
Hey, that means technically anything being made in America right now is being made for Nazis.
Exactly.
That's true. So that's why Jorritos is Mexican. Although it's probably made in America, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Jorritos, I'll say the lime or tamarindo flavor if I have to be specific. All right. Otherwise. Anyway.
I think I'm gonna go.
Can't fuck that up. That's a
I'm gonna go root beer.
root beer. That's yeah. Make, that
a
makes
good
sense.
Root beer, especially.
All right.
Oh, cream root soda beer. Too. Yeah, I mean, sorry, just makes me think of that.
I'm gonna say a classic cola. So I'm just probably it would probably be Coke, but just classic cola mm-hmm. has to be on.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
The list. That's fair. And then the fourth
Pepsi.
One.
No Pepsi products.
Obviously, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yikes.
I'll go with Dr. Pepper.
I couldn't reasonably even ask that.
But is that too close to
Sprite?
To Jorritos?
7-Up.
No, I think Sprite.
No,
is a,
not at all.
No, Sprite's a fantastic choice for the last one, actually.
They recommend it when you're sick?
Yeah. My Nana would always be like, here, drink this.
Or should the last one be ginger ale?
Should it just be medicine? Ooh, ginger ale, so
I
good.
I hate ginger ale.
Love me.
Really?
That's like that and like Jorritos are probably the only sodas like we'll drink on occasion.
I'm not a big sparkling water kind of person.
What's ginger ale? Straight sugar.
No, I'm not saying it's like it's like the that like sparkling kind of like.
Just how absence sparkling it is.
Of flavor. I don't know. I don't like ginger ale. It's weird.
That's fine. Yeah. I think Sprite then, 7-Up. I mean, you know, like that.
Yeah.
That flavor.
Lemon lime soda.
Yeah.
Refreshing crisp.
So yeah. That's great because then we have, like, Jorritos, like, I feel like that also, it represents kind of also just, like, all of the, I don't know, like the cane
fruit.
Sugar sodas,
like, I was gonna say
like the
fruit.
Ones that,
yeah.
The ones that
was like the Italian sodas,
the ones that stayed
the, like,
classic yeah. cane mm-hmm. sugar,
like the like Coke, the
yeah,
Mexican
the Coke,
Mexican Coke. Too.
I feel like that, yeah. Whereas like then after that we have root beer, which was like the American soda for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe root beer was the first one they learned how to make when they invented soda. It was
that's why it's called root beer. It wasn't even soda.
It
yet.
Wasn't soda yet. So
they're like, "Whoa!"
If I remember correctly,
like not getting me
beer
drunk.
Was like the first
cool.
one they did.
And not cocaine.
It probably had cocaine in it.
fair.
Then they made the cocaine cola. So
nice. Right after, man, this beer would be greater if it was fucking making me high.
I mean. Yeah.
What wouldn't? All right. Next category I have is horror icons.
Ooh.
So like
modern or classic? Like,
I think either or.
Your mom.
I mean.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Did you say horror?
Yeah, horror.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my bad. I'll have a different answer.
No, you're good. Honest mistake. Yeah. Oh, your mom. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Yeah.
Wait. So you said horror classics?
Horror icon, like characters that you're like the that's the face of like horror, like whether it's movies, books. I mean, it could be like Dracula. I'm thinking personally, Michael Myers is gonna be because I just love slashers, and I think he's like one of the faces of slashers.
Horror icons. I choose icon.
Yeah. It could even be like icons.
What?
What does that mean? Do you mean?
horror or icons?
Oh.
gotcha. Nice. Well, I picked the horror then.
Whoa! Yeah,
every time. Are you kidding?
Yeah, whoa.
Hey, baby.
But I think Mike Myers from Austin Powers, my number one go-to, you know.
Yeah.
It's just super scary.
Terrifying, honestly. Shrek still gives me nightmares.
Honestly, in terms of modern, I'm going to say Art the Clown. Mainly because that's the only modern one that I could think of, apart from maybe Annabelle or The Nun. Megan just shit the bed.
There was definitely a lot of... There was also a lot of Art the Clowns at Midsummer Scream, so that's... Yeah.
And it's in Party City and Target. That's insane to me.
Okay, so I guess it's up to me to put an actual horror icon on this board right now.
Sure.
Something that's recognizable by like everybody. Oh. So I'm gonna say Ghostface for sure.
He was actually something my second, that became
everybody's Halloween costume for a solid decade. Like,
fair.
Yeah.
I will say for the fourth, I'm thinking Dracula. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, because it's just like
We should have a classic.
One of
I would say Frankenstein. Like, maybe.
Frankenstein.
Okay.
I think just having one of those let's have what's his name from Rocky Horror?
Frankenfurter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's have Frankenfurter.
I don't think that's a horror movie. It's just
no, that's horror a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo!
It's an icon though, for sure. No, I think I'm cool. I'm down with Frankenstein's monster too, because I think just having that gothic.
Yeah,
like literally, Universal made those movies.
One of the
and, like,
Universal monsters.
That was what horror.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it was for the longest time.
Frankenstein or Dracula, honestly, you know, they're both going to be going back and forth between popularity. Especially because there's the new, you know, Nosferatu just came out, and then there's Frankenstein coming out.
Yeah.
So.
I think I was thinking Dracula more because there's just been more vampire stuff lately. But I think it will sway back probably.
Yeah.
Like back and forth, like you're saying.
I am a little shocked we didn't get a Freddy nor Jason.
They've aged out.
Yeah. I feel like they're forever
remembered. I was thinking Jason,
now,
but that's why I put Michael, though, because I'm like, he started like all of
them.
He's
still going.
He's the first.
But he's also still going.
Yeah.
Actually, the others haven't gotten anything in such a long time, except for Jason, which got something like 2 weeks ago. Which was like a 13-minute
It's like a fan
short. I guess not a... It's not really a...
It was essentially like they hired like people to make a fan film, but it's like official.
It's official, but it is an actual director. It's just a like vignette. It's just...
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but...
And also his beer. It's an ad for Angry
Yeah,
Richard.
It's a beer... It's a weird beer ad, but I guess it's official.
I just realized it would be another one that would be like that was like culturally pervasive that would have been good.
Babadook.
I can't remember her name, but the girl from The Ring.
Sadako.
Yeah.
There's like so many good ones. It's like it's hard to pick four.
And that one
because it's just like what era.
And using Sadako would also kind of reference like, older Japanese like horror stories like
the yokai.
Yeah, the yokai are essentially like ancient horror stories, like they're describing terrible monsters that do terrible things to you. So
yeah.
Even though they look like, you know, an umbrella with an eyeball, like two legs dancing.
your slippers that you put on at night and they take you for a walk into a car. Like in front of a car, not into a car.
You bump into
just
a car.
Into the car? You're just chilling in there.
I don't even need to go anywhere. What the fuck? I was trying to sleep. I was trying to go for a quick midnight, was it midnight cap?
a nightcap? Like you're going to go drink?
Nightcap, that's what it is. Yeah, just the midnight one though. Nice. All right, next one. This is the category. Gym leader Nate is visiting you, and you let him know that you have some food and drink in your fridge, if you would like some. Nate moseys on over, opens the fridge, but frowns while closing the fridge. What was in there? What food or drink?
Whose fridge is it?
It's ours. Yeah. It's whatever like we think gym leader Nate would be disappointed about, like if we offered food. I'm gonna go first and say Dr. Pepper, but not zero. Just regular.
Oh, that's fair. When you're so close, based on how our conversation. When you're so close, I can't have sugar soda now because it hurts my stomach. So now it's like I can't even compromise and have the sugar version. Like I literally have to have the diet, or else I can't drink it.
I guess that's my go to.
Oh, that's good. My answer would be like ingredients. If you're like a big
not cooked,
yeah. Like if you're a big ingredient household, and it's like lots of things that have to be prepared, so it's like I can't like I can't really be like, hey, can I have a yogurt real quick or something? Like no, it's just all like
that's fair.
I was raw. It's like there's raw beef. Like
there's a turkey dinner in there, but you have to assemble every part, and it's like fuck, that's a lot of work.
I'm thinking like just condiments. Like just like a couple things, a mustard, or like a half thing of ketchup.
Okay.
Oh, an empty bottle of ketchup. Oh man.
Or I'd say empty condiments. It's like a little.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, empty mostly condiments empty, would like a little... be worse.
You have to like do the fart sound. We're like, just like, there's nothing in here.
Oh, just fill it up with water. It's fine. Just put a little bit of water in there. You're fine.
Just a little shake.
Water a little bit of a shake.
And then my...
It should be fine.
And then for the fourth one, I think we should put the secret answer, which is the fact that I have oral allergy syndrome, so I can't eat most fruits. So it's just like any fruit.
Just a bouquet of fruit. Yeah.
Like, especially like citruses, like...
Water. I was going to say that, or water.
Poor life.
Water.
Or water. Healthy foods.
I already said water. I said ingredients.
That's true.
Water's an ingredient. That's a good list. Remember, kids.
Now I know what to put in my fridge. In case
next to make sure I never take anything out of your fridge.
Just empty bottles of ketchup, Dr. Pepper.
I'm more one to always assume that I'm going to have to bring my own like snack and beverage. Food, I'll come with stuff to put into your fridge that I'm going to be consuming later.
And then you'll forget about it.
This is not a problem.
And then I'll sometimes forget it's there.
Actual problem. Yep.
Oh, nice. And then I'll be like, hey, Nate, you left a Diet Coke in your fridge, in my fridge.
Yeah, no one else is going to drink this shit.
You'll be like, yes!
Oh, yeah, next time you come
next
over.
Time you come over,
I got one saved.
Fuck yeah.
And it's cold. Okay. Next one, video game consoles, not counting PCs.
Ooh.
So, like, and this is like, you know, you can't be like all Nintendos or all Segas.
Right.
I think for me... I'll go Super Nintendo. That's what I like grew up on, and I think it's like the peak of gaming before gaming got shitty again with 3D for a bit, and then now it's good again, you know.
I think just great classics on Xbox 360 in particular. Okay. That one just such a fun one.
with the red ring
online and the red ring.
And I love that red ring.
Ooh, that red ring.
My favorite game.
Just, oh no, God. Shit, get a towel.
Do so much. You can just do so much on the Xbox. Oh my God.
I miss when
they had Netflix and you could basically screen share with Netflix.
And, yep.
Oh, and they had the little audience.
Yeah, that was oh my God, that was
the little amiibo dudes
with the it looked like you were in a theater. Fuck, that was so cool. Fuck.
Hey, down in front! Shut the fuck up! I'm trying to watch Netflix. I'm trying to watch an episode of Office.
God, man.
I'm gonna say Game Boy Advanced SP.
Yeah.
I was like, not the Micro? Just kidding. No, Game Boy Advance SP. That was actually the first console.
Backlit Game Boy. Revolutionary.
And backwards compatible.
Yep. Yeah. And it was backwards compatible, so you could play all your favorite regular Game Boy cartridges on it with backlight.
Nuts.
Yeah.
That shit was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I played the hell out of that. Yeah. I had like 3 growing up.
So good. Yeah. Okay, so now what's our... So we have... Super Nintendo, Xbox 360, and Game Boy Advance SP. What's the fourth going to be? Are we going classic or new?
Yes, Vita.
That's the question. Too.
No, I'm kidding.
The 3DO.
In my opinion, I don't know. I think I still believe that the Switch is so monumentally impactful to what a console is now. Because like now, like it. To the point where every single gaming company has tried now to make their own version of something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you have the PlayStation Remote, I think it's called, that lets you pay your play.
Whatever.
It's an accessory that lets you play your PlayStation as a Switch.
Little handheld.
Yeah. And then the Steam Deck, and now Xbox is doing one. Which apparently the Xbox One is going to be the Xbox mobile gaming is console is going to be amazing. It's going to be more like a Steam Deck where it's a full computer.
Oh wow!
So and you'll be able to play Steam and PlayStation games on it.
Nice,
very crazy. But I feel like all that happened because the Switch said mobile console. Not just handheld console.
Yeah, console. Like we could do both.
Yeah,
I do, but it's like a lot of the other stuff. I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily care about, but it does have like a lot of good games, like a lot of the, I guess politics really of Nintendo at this time, really with like having like, you're going.
I was just gonna say the only other thing that would war for that spot for me would be the PlayStation 2.
Oh,
that's what I was like, I'm thinking PS2, like
PS2 was
as well. Ooh. I was thinking that in N64 because that was like my other go-to, but N64 can kind of like, it's great, but
so I'm thinking PS2 or GameCube, because GameCube went nuts. Oh,
GameCube's good too.
Both of them. Either one.
I think it sounds like we're leading PS2. At least, like, that's the part we're all kind of...
Twisted Metal, Star Wars Battlefront, Spider-Man. Final Fantasies. Yeah, Resident Evil.
Final Fantasies was a big PS2 era thing. Ratchet and Clank.
Jack and Daxter.
Jack and Daxter,
Goddamn.
Sly. And PS2 is like was the biggest selling for the longest time or something. I think it, like... By the time the PS4 was still like out, it was technically still releasing games for PS2.
I think so.
It's like the final game came out or something. So it's like it over like lived the PS3, which that's also my fucking one of my goats for me. But I think it sounds like PS2.
Yeah,
the the common denominator between us.
I think so.
Okay, next one. I have a few more. As the aliens which came to terraform Earth have been abated, a new threat suddenly emerges on Earth. A giant kaiju is terrorizing major cities of the world. All governments band together to form the Kaiju Defense Incorporated. However, when gathering members to come up with plans to defeat the kaiju, they accidentally bring in the hosts of No Dumb Idea and ask them to formulate some plans to defeat the kaijus. So they get the wrong KDI on accident. What's our plan for defeating the
kaiju? All right. We need to come up with plans.
Big sticky, like a big sticky or snap trap.
Okay.
Like a big snap trap, actually, yeah.
Huge
big snap trap, yeah. And some bait.
What's the bait?
Oh, a city. We'll put a city on the, there's a little city on the...
Right there. You reminded me, holy shit, you unearthed a memory. There's a, back in the day when Zach Hadle did like Sleepy Cabin, I don't know if you've heard, there's an episode where they talk about elephant, like, snap traps, like, for elephants.
Oh,
and just, like, how fucking big they were. It was so fucking, you just reminded
me. No, but that sounds like, awesome.
Yeah, I think they're talking about dumb hillbillies and how they, like, kill, like, warthogs with grenades and shit. And they're like, and you don't see them fucking hillbillies with, like, snap traps for elephants. Like, whoosh, I got this motherfucker. Like, right. Yeah, yeah, sorry, just reminded me.
Hear me out.
I think... Okay, go ahead.
Kaiju, they typically emerge from the ocean. If you could figure out where they're going to emerge from, you dump into the water all the piranhas.
Oh. Okay.
All right. You go around the world, like you get all the piranhas, and then you just piranha bomb them.
Right there.
Yep. Right as the head starts to come out of the water, like Godzilla's coming up, you're just like, all right, hit the piranha nuke. And it just sends out millions of piranhas, and then they eat them from the bottom up.
Nice. I thought top down.
Love it. Leaves a skeleton that just falls over.
Wouldn't it be top down?
Exactly. I think for me, I'm gonna go with just a simple, like, we get a big bomb, we put on some like suits, and then we put in his butt like a suppository.
Ooh,
you know, I think because
I go first.
His butt's gonna be like a doorway size. You know,
that's a good one.
At least.
That's a good one.
I'm going to Leroy Jenkins my way in there.
It's like...
what's our fourth?
It's like the Thanos Ant-Man secret plan.
Yeah, literally. Yep.
Our fourth?
What's our fourth plan? So we gotta come up with one together.
I'm going to steal this
The power from, of friendship.
So. I'm going to steal this from Plumbing the Death Star. Because they had a way to stop Godzilla. Basically, what they said is to dress up the Statue of Liberty as like a sexy Godzilla.
Oh, like a hot lady.
And then
okay,
you know,
that's what I was kind of thinking, hot lady too, for a second.
Yeah,
and then what, it's just like blow
what
up
if the... hot lady.
I forgot if they blow it up or if they just have they lure it away or if it just fucks the Statue of Liberty or something. But
you know what, I will combine with Jim Lee and Nate's kind of like friendship-ish thing. It'd be more romantic, but so we do the Statue of Liberty. This kaiju goes up, and then we have the Statue of Liberty rigged up with like, "Hey, baby, why don't you take me and we go to another planet, baby?" And then make love and something.
Oh, Godzilla do that?
I was thinking. I was thinking we hook the Statue of Liberty up to the entire electrical grid system of the United States, and then we wait to make the connection until after he grabs Lady Godzilla, and then we connect it, and then he fries like a mosquito hitting a bug zapper.
Okay,
would that be like too much?
He's already in the water.
Isn't
too.
That overkill, you think?
No, there's no such thing as overkill.
Okay, you're right.
There's just four different planes.
If you're saving all, like if you're saving humanity, psh.
It's worth it.
Overkill for a kaiju is technically just regular kill.
That's true.
It's fair. Yeah, it's true. For the size comparison.
Yeah. Overkill, if you think about it, it's just really big kill. All
right, I think I got about three, four more left.
Nice.
Next one is best foods that will fuck you up.
Ooh.
Like, so they're really good, but they'll like fuck you up one way or the other.
Yeah, so. I'm definitely gonna. I personally am gonna snag ice cream immediately for all my lactose homies.
Yeah, it's basically any dairy.
Yeah, and honestly, for me, it's the sugar content of it too.
True.
It's just it is not happy or like pleasant when I consume ice cream.
To go down,
but it's so good.
It doesn't go down well, but goddamn, does it?
Yeah, it goes down fine. It doesn't come out great.
Lately, I've been I've had hot pot twice now for the first time, or I guess recently, and the very first time it fucked my stomach up the next day. Like I was like I was in knots, my stomach was in knots, and then
it's too hot.
Yeah,
too hot.
But it was so delicious, it was so good, so I went back
like
a couple weeks later and the same thing happened. Yeah, the same
more
thing happened.
More hot pot knots?
Yeah, more hot pot knots. And,
nice.
Yeah, so I want to say that, because holy fucking Christ, is it good. Like, God, I'd do it again. And I'd get to say, and it's funny, because I went with my partner, and she was like, do you want to try something different this time? I'm like, no. And, because it was delicious.
Famously, you don't.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And I don't know. I think if I went back for a third time and I got the same thing for a third time, then it'd definitely be that thing. But a fourth time, I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, maybe your knots would get used to it and not be there anymore.
It's true. And that's the only way to do it.
Desensitize. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the classic Taco Bell. I think part of it also is because I would often get it after a night of drinking. So that's probably like a mix of 50-50. Yeah. But Taco Bell, even like when I'm sober, it's like delish. But
yeah. I haven't had it in like a year.
It's been a while for me too, but that's, yeah. Damn. I'm trying to think, combining wise.
I feel like the last one, by that same logic, the last one should be alcohol.
I was thinking alcohol when I made the list, but I wasn't sure because I said food, but I don't know if you guys want to count.
Them good old fashioned liquor shits.
yeah. No, I mean, yeah, no, you're not wrong. Like, liquor. Liquor, I barely know her.
Yep.
I would say something spicy. Indian. I mean, I know it's like a fucking joke or whatever, but Indian like food or things with very high spice.
Yeah, Indian or Mexican. Well, yeah.
Even Mexican food when you get it really spicy.
I'd say
that's my maybe.
What has fucked me up more though? I think maybe. Okay, do you just mean fuck you up just in general? Just like, oh fuck, I can't eat this, or like it's good, but you're just like, holy shit, like at what cost? Whether or not it's like, your mouth is burning, or you get the shits.
Mm-hmm. I think more the latter, where it's like, yeah, whether you're like, I love eating this, but my mouth's fucking on fire.
I wish I could also or even just add like pepperoni pizza.
It fucks you up somehow.
Because of the acid reflux. I get such bad acid reflux from pepperoni pizza. Like, but god pizza, damn, it's so good.
Oh, yeah. I am down for pepperoni for pizza if that's unanimous.
I literally need
a side of Tums.
I might go with Indian food.
Indian pizza. Let's compromise.
There you go.
Actually, I don't even know if
that's okay.
It's fucked me up before. Like I haven't had it enough, but it's good. All right. Cool. Next one. We have. The aliens get wind of Gibbledang's plan to defeat the kaiju and quickly do research on the type of person Gibbledang is. Mm. After some extensive studying, they devise some plans which will successfully cause Gibbledang to become distracted and or incapacitated, and thus his plan to defeat the kaiju is thwarted.
Minions.
Some? The minions. Just their minions. They just have like a bunch of
minions. There's just a bunch of minions running around. Like they have like I imagine the kaiju has like these spores that they could create. Because if they're interdimensional beings, then, you know, surely there's some kind of technological advancements that they could create some kind of weakness.
Minions in real life.
Yeah, so they create minions in real life.
Make minions?
Yeah.
And then if the Earth does survive, we permanently have real-life minions after that. Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Nice. That's awesome.
I was thinking something like, They contrive like a new mini. Maybe they buy the rights for mini mates, and so they release some new like mini mate crossover that you're like, holy shit, they have like, and I'm trying to think of like a, they have MTG mini mates now. Holy shit,
they make it so like a new one comes out every day.
Mega Man,
it's like a Smiling Friends mini mates. Yeah, Mega Man mini mates. You're like, oh shit, and you just get distracted.
Quad N.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, all right, that's perfect that you said mini mates, because I'm gonna say muscle mommies.
The aliens just come out and they're just stacked, just boom, like boom, Riley Reed, or was it Riley? What's her name? Rhea.
Yeah, Rhea Riley Reed. Yeah, you know, I think you're right.
It is Riley Reed. No.
Rhea Ripley. Riley Reed is Riley Reed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's buff as hell too, dude. Yeah.
Good pull, Dala.
Oh yeah, you know. Hey, I'll take both of them.
Mega Man, yeah, I guess. So... And I guess this.
Oh, for the fourth.
And it's an all M list.
I think we've said that before. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. True.
I feel embarrassed.
The things that make Gibbledang go.
I feel.
It's the M store.
I feel,
just a big M,
like
an M
embarrassed right now.
Yeah. The second to last is weapons in media, or like fictional weapons.
Oh.
like, what would be the top four that we would want or like, just like,
oh, if I did,
would be like, oh,
I gotta go Mega Buster.
I got some, but I'm Mega Buster.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
I feel like, can we? Would it be okay if we like said just in general if we made that arm cannons? Because I feel like there's so many arm like Mega Buster is like a perfect representation of the idea of arm cannons and how great they are.
Oh, like Samus or something.
Yeah, Samus and that guy from Final Fantasy.
Barrett.
Yeah, Barrett. Like,
I was like, because I failed to think of
Cyborg from Teen Titans. Like,
that's fair.
Okay.
Arm cannons slap.
I was like, it's. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Because I'm like, I want to keep it specific, but I don't think.
All right, you can leave it. No, you can leave it specific. That's fine.
By the way.
Yeah. In my head, I'm thinking, in my like, head,
if I say laser sword,
that's going to represent all arm cannons to me.
Sure, sure. Because otherwise, it's like, I could say laser sword, and then I could say sci-fi gun, and it's like,
yeah, you know,
it's
true, like, true.
So, I think arm cannon is specific enough. That's fine.
But, Buster cannon.
Yeah.
No.
Very.
Buster. It's fine. Mega Buster.
Buster.
Okay. Sure, sure. Mine. Oh,
I'm trying to think. I want to say. For me personally, the thing that I would love to fucking own or have like a replica of is the Gatling gun from Aliens that Vasquez wears.
That's
attached to her hip. Like, it's like a fucking camera, like
almost
dolly.
Yeah.
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 That's like, it's just so cool. They sound hella cool. Like, you know, I think it's a smart cannon or something is what it's called. That's probably my go to.
Alright. I mean, I gotta be honest. If we're. You know, a good 5 years ago, I would have said lightsaber for sure.
I'm surprised. That's okay.
I mean, if we're just gonna go with the ones Pokeball. That we like the most, then I'm gonna be picking a shard blade from Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archive.
Okay, I was like, I don't recognize
the shard blades. They're like giant anime sized giant swords, and they can cut anything. Like, oh, quite like, literally, they're magic, and they like cut lightsaber. Anything.
Buster so,
like
sword.
A lightsaber, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a cool. Or it could be the Halo's Master Chief sword, the energy sword.
Ooh.
I'm
joking.
God, those are
ooh, actually,
so
the chainsaw
good,
gun from Gears of War, that's the fourth.
Or the gun blade. Oh, man.
Oh. I would say actually, Guts's blade, or like I guess even Cloud's like Buster Sword. The
Buster Sword.
Like,
ooh, I'd say
just having a big hunk of
like
metal.
Mario's boots. Those are pretty
Mario's boots. Yeah. That's good.
The Master
Pokeballs.
The Master Sword.
The Master. That is a classic.
Oh,
one.
Actually, yeah. I mean,
Anduril forged for the shards of Narsil, Flame of the West.
What?
Sure, sure, obviously.
I said Anduril, forged from the shards of Narsil, the Flame of the West.
From Lord of the Rings.
Sting. Lord of the Rings, duh.
Ooh, web shooters, Sting. Spider-Man.
Oh.
Oh.
I love that, actually.
It's like a pretty good like, traversal weapon slash
mage. I dream about being suit. Spider-Man.
Iron Man suit would be cool,
that
too.
That would be cool, I mean, yeah, I guess.
My ass.
I think like the hard part,
you know,
is
when
it's
I drop
whole
that weapon.
Sue versus, yeah. After you eat Taco Bell ice cream and
hot pot. Oh, I'm gonna go with weapons. Actually, oh wait, no. Are we talking about weapons in general?
The movie.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, I'm changing my answer to weapons.
I mean, you could. There is a weapon in weapons, so we could say that technically without spoilers.
No, I mean the movie.
That can be a thing. Well, I'm talking about the actual metaphorical weapons.
No. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with laser gun, Regis.
Laser gun? You're gonna go with the, was it the one from Smash Bros. That you pick up? Was that, is it a blaster or something?
Mm-hmm.
Super scope, Nintendo Super Scope.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at an impasse for this, so maybe listeners, you can.
Hard. Yeah, I don't know.
Let us know.
There's so many.
What do you think? What do we miss?
Because I also was like, just a baseball bat with nails in it.
Oh.
One of my favorite like trope weapons that you see in media
sure.
is the baseball like bat with nails in it.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's, you could make that right now. Like, there's not really much stopping it.
Yeah,
it's
just go could make buy that weapon
and do it. But yeah, we'll leave it there. Maybe listeners, you can let us know in general if we miss out on any. But for our last category, top four Mount Rushmore plugs. What would you guys like to plug?
Oh, it took me a second to realize.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I want to plug Gibbledang. I don't really post much there, but also want to plug Blank Valley Film on Instagram. That's that's the director, you know, filmmaking crew that I am working with right now. It's a lot of fun, really great stuff. Check them out. Yeah,
nice. About you, gym leader Nate?
I have nothing to plug this week, honestly.
Do you want to plug that podcast?
What was that?
You want to plug this podcast?
That's true. I could plug this podcast and tell people to, you know, email us your ideas to our nodumbidea@gmail.com and make sure you follow us on YouTube and Instagram and anywhere you get your podcasts. Feel free to leave some comments. Let us know what your like top picks for some Rushmores are.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a list too of any other categories you'd love to, you know, if you have like, oh, you should do Mount Rushmore of K-pop or some shit. Although I don't think any of us know.
Yeah, we'd be a little out of our depth.
You can always ask. We'll do it. When
K-pop
we can.
Demon Hunter, BTS.
Yeah,
and that's it. Anyways,
Psy, Psy,
Jinwoo.
There you go. Blackpink.
There you go. Yeah, we got four. Yeah, Blackpink. There you go. Okay, they're probably Japanese there now. Yeah, and you can follow me at @dadollar.art on Instagram. Got art there. But yeah, and then for the fourth plug, you know, I just want to give a shout out, you know, Mega Man and to Taco Bell, you know.
Shout out Taco Bell. Get in the shit. Shout out to Indian food.
Dr. Pepper Zero.
You know,
Zero.
Yeah, shout out to Neapolitan ice cream. Woo!
Yeah. Woo!
That's some mint, chocolate chip mint in there.
Shout out to disappointing fridge items.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to ingredients.
Empty condiment bottles.
Shout out. Shout out to the new Silent Hill and Resident Evil. Hopefully they're damn good.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Weapon.
Yeah. Shout out to Drop It.
Check out
weapon.
The Alien Earth show, too. I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah. Check out Peacemaker, too.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.
Ha, 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 ha.